About the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. When a person bakes bread or various other baked items, cakes and the like, in a significant enough quantity, of course, there's a mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. One takes off a piece and declares it challah. And then one can eat the rest. Without doing so, one cannot eat the rest of the of the baked goods. What is supposed to be done with the piece that one separated for the mitzvah of challah? So, theoretically, it should be given to a Kohen, and the Kohen gets to eat it. This is one of the Matnos Kehuna. Nowadays, this is not generally done, for the simple reason that Kohanim are generally assumed to be Tamei, and the Challah as well is assumed to be Tamei, and therefore it's not able to be eaten. So, what is done with it? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bikurim Perkei that Challah Tameya is supposed to be burned. Why is this the case? So, we know that the halacha is that the Gemara says that Truma Tameya is supposed to be burned, and Challah has the status of Truma. The Torah refers to Challah as Truma, and therefore it has the same halachas. So just like Truma Tameya is supposed to be burned, Challah Tameya is supposed to be burned as well. How essential exactly is this? So, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah, at the end of Maseches Temura, which says that Hanisrafim Einam Nikbarim, that items which are supposed to be burned are not supposed to be buried. They're supposed to specifically be burned. And an example in that Mishnah is Truma Tameya. So if we're going to go ahead and to equate Challah Tameya with Truma Tameya, then it would seem that it's supposed to specifically be burned as opposed to being disposed of in other fashions. Now Rashi on that Mishnah says, what's the reason it has to be burned? That Nisrafim Einam Nikbarim, that they're not supposed to be disposed of in a different way. Shema Yavol Lidei Takala. That if you don't burn it, and you just bury it, so then maybe it'll cause a problem. No, maybe you won't bury it so well, maybe someone will uncover it and they'll eat it. So that's why it has to be burned. Sounds like according to Rashi, there's not inherent mitzvah to burn it. There's just inherent mitzvah to destroy it, or to get rid of it in a way that it'll never be found. So that's why Nisrafim Einam Nikbarim. Others disagree, Tosfos seems to disagree, and say, no, the Torah says you're supposed to burn kachim, which are tameim, and the Gemara learns from kachim to truma tameya, and therefore there's a mitzvah of sreifa. So if you go ahead and bury it, so you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of sreifa. According to that understanding, so the same would apply to, presumably the same machlokas would apply in the case of challah tameya, that according to many Rishonim, there's a mitzvah sreifa. So if one disposes of it in a different way, one's not mekayim the mitzvah sreifa. As opposed to, according to Rashi, that simply it's a question of ensuring that one doesn't make a mistake by eating it, and therefore, if it's difficult to burn, so one would simply dispose of it in a different fashion, which makes it impossible that anyone would eat it. Lehefech, to keep it around in order to burn, that would be worse, according to Rashi, because that's more of a problem, that Shema Yavali De Takala, that maybe somebody, until you get around to burning it, somebody will find it and eat it. In Shulchan Aruch, it simply says that one burns the challah, and that is commonly quoted. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya in Shin Chav Beis. The Achronim discuss, okay, nowadays a little bit more difficult to burn than in the olden days. In the olden days, their ovens basically just had a fire with wood burning, and you just threw in this piece of dough or piece of baked goods, and it was in the fire, and that was it, and you burned it up. So nowadays, it's much more difficult to do that. So what do we do? So the best thing is if there is some way to actually just put it in a fire. So that would be the best. What if that's not so possible? In many contemporary ovens, that's more difficult. So one could still burn it in the oven itself, but it creates certain challenges. So for example, the challah tameya, and just challah in general for non-Kohanim, is food that one cannot eat. This is food which is an iser. So to put it into one's oven is going to create challenges. It's like putting non-kosher food into one's oven. Certainly, to put it directly onto a tray which one uses for other food, that would certainly be a problem. Or to have it in the oven at the same time as other food, uncovered, that would also be a problem. So one has to be careful about the way one does so. I saw different kosher agencies have different recommendations. Star K website suggests, so just wrap it up in tin foil, and this way you won't have any problem with trafing up anything else. The OU website points out, if you could do that, but then it's going to take a very, very long time to really get burned. If you want to really burn it, you know, it would not take too long. So then uncovered is a better way. Put it in the broiler, uncovered, but on something, not on a tray that you normally use for other food, and when no other food is there, and then that would be the preferable way. There are posts can be right, that if it's very difficult to burn, the Chazon Ish says, if it's difficult to burn, you can just wrap it up in a plastic bag and dispose of it. Tuhar is about that, however. First of all, some posts, when they quote that, say, it's no big deal, you just throw it in the garbage, and anyway, you're going to be sort of Mekayim Mitzvah Strafe, because they just burn the garbage anyway. That's not the reality anymore in developed countries. It's horrible for the environment, and developed countries just don't do this. So that makes it a little bit less of an exciting option. There is an opinion of the Minchas Yitzchak, which I saw quoted in a couple of other Sfarim as well, who suggest the following, that maybe the mitzvah strafe only applies if you have a kezayis. And even though the minog is to separate a kezayis, the Rama writes for challah, really, ikar adin, your yotzei, even if you separate less than a kezayis. So therefore, perhaps one should, if one knows one's not going to be able to burn it, maybe take a little bit less than a kezayis, or stipulate that if the mitzvah is dafka, mitzvah strefa, then I'm only being koreshem on what's here, the part of this that is less than a kezayis, and then you can wrap it up and throw it out. Have a wonderful day.